When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to start here. I think this last loss by the Giants and the defense blowing another lead, especially the way Jahmyr Gibbs went untouched for that go-ahead touchdown in overtime Sunday, officially broke Carl Banks. So I played some of that audio from the game broadcast yesterday. So he's all over the place on X yesterday as well, including a video post from, I guess it's a podcast he does with Bob Papa, Believe in Giants on the Believe Network. Yep.
That's right, Believe.
So again, played the clip from our radio broadcast here on The Fan where he was annoyed about the way things played out for the defense, and then I went to another level yesterday.
A running back goes through your front seven like a knife through hot butter. When I tell you not touched, it is I really have to be careful right now.
And not really sure that Bob knew what to do except just sit back and let Carl say his piece. And he talked about how he's gone out of his way to be respectful because coaches have a job to do and it's not easy yet.
And as long as they are Giant coaches, I'm going to root for their success. But goddamn, can you be more unprepared in end-of-game situations? Can you actually look like you went over something with your team?
And now this is after the Shane Bowen firing news that already come down, but all still very raw. Last one here.
You see toss crack for the last 4 f***ing weeks. The f***? Every week. And they come out there and they look the same. Nobody does it. Nobody does anything different.
The man is beside himself.
Yeah, I mean, you better hope it's the coaches because the only thing that's left now is the players. You've gotten rid of the head coach. You've gotten rid of the defensive coordinator. So if they continue to look like this, then, well, the general manager is the only one that's left to point a finger at.
I mean, there has to be some player, you know, IQ a part of this whole thing. You know, that Jahmyr Gibbs run where he runs for the touchdown in overtime. I mean, it was perfectly blocked. Every single Giant player was on a block except for the secondary. And, you know, I mean, I don't know where the safeties were. I don't know why they weren't filling the hole. Playing defense, it is hard because you got to throw your body around. You're fighting off somebody. You got to throw your body in there. And a lot of guys just don't want to do it. And I go back to what Brian Baldinger did for Carl Banks 2 days ago on Instagram or on X. He posted film of him when he was playing.
Yeah.
And some of the things that he did and how he did it. And when you hear Carl talking about the disdain or talking with the disdain that he has and the embarrassment that he has for this Giant defense, those guys should go all back and look at what Baldinger put up there and showed how he sacrificed his body to make plays. Because that's what it is on defense. You have to sacrifice You got to throw your body in there. You got to make tackles. You can't be held on to. You can't get blocked up and pushed out of the way. It's a lot of it's about leverage, but so much of it is about having the guts and the bravery and the courage to throw yourself in there. And Carl would do that left and right against guards, tight ends, running backs, fullbacks. Now, he was bigger than a lot of guys that he would go against, but not when the guards were coming down the line. And he had to take a guard on that was 310 pounds.
Yeah.
And he'd lower his shoulder and take the guy on and stuff the guy in the hole. And therefore, his teammates were able to come over and make tackles.
Yeah. Well, he was up going back and forth to people on X in the 3 a.m. hour this morning.
Huh. But he has every, you know.
No, I know.
My thing is that watch what he did when he played.
Yes.
And watch how this Giant defense has played these years where he's covering the team.
Well, that's where the frustration comes in. I'll just read you one gentleman who goes by the name Cognac King.
Oh, Cognac King.
In a reply, I don't know what the original post was, but he replies with Carl tagged and says he played 50 years ago. Game has passed him by.
No, it hasn't.
To which Carl, 4 minutes later, replied, "It'll take you another 50 years to get a clue. Stay sipping your cognac, champ."
So he's right.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Oh, he's going through it.
If anything, I would say the game back then was a hell of a lot rougher just simply because they don't have the rules that they have today.
Sure, yes.
You know, defensive linemen were able to be, chop blocked.
Yeah. This was interesting to me. Last thing, and we'll move on here. He's talking about, he goes, if Kafka gets the job, he's saying you got to get the right DC. And then this is Carl. He writes, the right DC is either in Columbus or Ann Arbor. So referencing Ohio State and Michigan.
So
Wink Martindale, who was here, is in Michigan. And Matt Patricia is at Ohio State. So interesting. I mean, he doesn't name them there, but I assume that's what he's referencing when he talks about Columbus and Ann Arbor. So anyway, food for thought.
Maybe this new DC will bring an energy and an edge and call games differently and be a little bit more aggressive. Well, so let's see.
Certainly looked like him when Wink was here, and then obviously had the falling out with Dable, which led to Shane Bowen, and here we are.
Yes.
There we are. Last night in Santa Clara, I believe this was the debut for Ryan Fitzpatrick handling color man duties for Westwood One as he joined Ryan Radke on the play-by-play call. Second quarter, 49ers are up 7-0 on the Panthers, though Brock Purdy had already thrown a couple of picks for San Francisco and kind of just let this one play out with Fitzpatrick into Radke's play-by-play call.
Purdy is aggressive down the field. If they get a chance, they got to take him. I can't imagine that he's going to put another one in harm's way the rest of the game.
Second down, 8 for the 49ers. Clock moving, 6:35 to go. Second quarter, 7-0 San Francisco. Two receivers right, single man left. Robinson in motion from left to right. Purdy gets the snap. He's back, fakes the handoff, plants his feet. Time, looking, throws down the middle of the field. Intercepted again! It's the third of the game! The second for Horn, who races out of bounds on the far sideline.
That's what you call an announcer's jinx.
There you go. Right on cue. Yeah. Lucky for Purdy, it didn't really matter. Three first-half interceptions. They still beat the Panthers pretty comfortably, 20-9, as Christian McCaffrey accounted for 142 yards, including a rushing touchdown. Jawan Jennings caught a touchdown, and then, as Kyle Shanahan put it, got punched in the balls late in the game by Panthers safety Trayvon Moehrig, who they caught up with him in the locker room afterwards to ask him about what exactly happened. And I don't really know what to make of his explanation, but this is what he said.
Like I said, I'll take that one. He wanted to do a little dirty stuff, so it was what
it was. Was it just isolated or just frustration over the entire day?
No, it wasn't even frustration. It was isolated, I'd say.
Wasn't frustration, just isolated. Just decided, yeah, I'm just gonna pop you right in the balls.
Yeah, why not? You know, it's a nasty game. Mm. You know, we're out there. You know, let emotions run hot.
Yes.
Little fist to the balls. Sometimes it happens.
Oh, Jennings went back at him after the game ended when teams were starting to, you know, shake hands and everything. That way he couldn't be flagged at that point, but order was restored. He kind of got taken down. I think those are some of the San Fran guys, just to, you know, keep him out of the scrum there, make sure things didn't escalate any further. But in any event, the Niners move to 8-4. Panthers fall to 6-6, and that puts a nice little bow on NFL Week 12. I will get you some more Hal Steinbrenner later in the show, but we missed out on David Stern's last hour, some transparency from the Mets president of baseball operations the day after the Brandon Nimmo trade. Not scapegoating Nimmo as the face of potentially breaking up the core this winter, but moves had to be made.
I don't know if it's necessarily wanting to change the clubhouse dynamics. I think it's a recognition that what we did last year wasn't good enough. And running back the exact same group wasn't the right thing to do.
And with that in mind, moving forward,
I would expect us to continue to be active in a variety of spaces to bring players in here. And I think we'll have a better feel for what all of that looks like as we get much farther into the winter and ultimately into the spring.
Active in a variety of spaces.
There you go.
See, I told you they would be. Variety of spaces.
Meaning?
Could be anything.
Could be trades. Kodai Senga trade.
Could be a bullpen. Free agency. Could be starting pitching.
Well, I would say.
Could be infield.
But then again, I would say that would be every team, yes.
Variety of spaces.
Variety of spaces.
Trade market, free agency.
Yeah.
Maybe call somebody up. It's just a blanket thing. Variety of spaces. You never know.
Yep.
Keeping us on our toes, these baseball GMs.
Interesting. Let me give you one from Nimmo here. Basically saying it wasn't something that the Mets were actively looking to do.
They made it very apparent that they weren't actively shopping me, but that the Rangers really, really, really wanted me. They made it extremely apparent, and they were persistent enough that they got to the point where a trade was to be had.
With him waiving his no-trade clause to go to Texas and be reunited with Jacob deGrom, so... There you have it as far as the Nimmo situation goes. To Brooklyn now, where the Nets remain winless at Barclays Center. They're now 0-8, and they're winless in their last 12 against the Knicks.
Hart on the drive, kick to the right corner to Bridges. Attacks baseline, kick it up top for Hart. He's open, he'll shoot a three. Excuse me, Towns, and a three is good for Karl Anthony Towns. And he's running back he's 60 years old.
Yeah. Wait a second. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're older.
That's Chris Carino and Tim Capshaw having a little fun here on The Fan as Towns, while he may not have been running great, was able to go for 37 points and 12 rebounds. Jalen Brunson had 27 as the Knicks kind of put it on cruise control, beat the Nets 113-100. Towns 14 of 20 from the field, and he was a perfect 6-for-6 at the free throw line. Again, 12th consecutive Knick victory over Brooklyn as they get the job done there at Barclays Center. That was without Landry Shamet, who we mentioned sat out with the right shoulder sprain, which he suffered on the first quarter of Saturday's loss at Orlando. So, you know, kind of ho-hum, but it's a win, and the Knicks move on to a road game against Charlotte tomorrow, while the Nets are off until Friday, when they will play host to the Sixers. College hoops, St. John's was edged, by Iowa State out in Las Vegas, 83-82. They will play Baylor this afternoon. Rutgers lost to Tennessee, 85-60. You got Rutgers Notre Dame today, WFAN AMS coverage at 12:45. Nice picture from Jerry last night that he posted. Did you bring that up, Brewer?
I did not see this.
Yeah,
so he went out for dinner. I'm sorry. Go ahead, G.
There he is.
Yeah. Look at that.
Wow.
We were just talking about, of course, John Minko, and you got Jerry's oldest son, Matthew, there to his right.
I mean, look at Jerry. He looks great, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And then the great Chris Majkowski, who we were just referencing yesterday.
Yep. So a couple legends, three legends.
Well, what buffet are they eating at? I mean, it's got to be a buffet, right?
It says the Betty Grill or something, or whatever that says right there on the napkin thing.
I don't think buffet. I wouldn't say buffet.
I definitely think buffet.
Nah.
Is that bat? That's bats. Those are bats above their head, right? So maybe it's a sports bar.
Hmm.
Yeah, with all the cards on the table. But bring it back.
Now. Bring it now.
Do you think that that's what he does when he sends a steak back or something? Bring it back.
Send it back.
Bring it back. Cook it more. It was goddamn rare. Yeah, anyway, there he is, the great Chris Majkowski.
Classic Al and idiosyncrasies. He was just like, what do they do? How do they split the check there? How do they handle that? Well, I wouldn't even want to go.
That's an interesting one there.
Jerry's got two people. The other two are solo.
I know, but Jerry's the big, big money man there. Jerry's probably throwing down his card. I got this, guys.
Tell you something, though. This could be
could be an expense spot. Think about
for
it.
For all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, you know.
Right, but all different expenses to different companies.
Oh, you guys say you each get a separate check? And then.
Well, no, not. You could. If you take somebody out to dinner like that and you're. Like Madge and.
Mink
work together. So
right.
They're probably like, hey, we'll do this and expense it back. You know,
huh.
Get out of the goddamn spot! We got a goddamn brawl here. Get out of the goddamn spot.
Yeah. Who was the guy that was in the studio that screwed that up?
It was Sam. It was Sam Beningo, yeah. Joe's daughter.
Oh, okay. And yeah. Did she leave the?
No.
No, she didn't have it in queue yeah. Function.
Oh, whoever was okay. The who was it? Was Sal producing?
I don't remember. I do not remember. Quite possibly.
Yeah.
During that
whoever
time.
Was producing, I think, went out into the newsroom to get something off the printer, copy or whatever.
Yeah.
And the broadcast wasn't in queue, and the rest has gone down in WFA and lore.
Yes.
You got Howie. Tell them there's a fight. They don't already know it.
Yeah.
They don't already know it.
Oh, that was a classic. At the Garden last night, the Rangers were able to hang on and snap a four-game skid.
Here's Fox for Gavrikov. Gavrikov has a point on three straight Ranger goals. Now Carrick out to Fox. Shot deflected on the way in. Centering pass, score! Adam Ekstrom makes it 3-1 Rangers.
That's Kenny Albert on MSG, and he mentioned Gavrikov was right in the middle of that play as well. Amazing, a defenseman not named Adam Fox actually going down behind the goal line and making a
Braden
play.
Schneider does that. And he goes
occasionally.
Down there occasionally.
Occasionally. Yeah.
Look, you know, no JT Miller, right?
Correct. So, yeah. No Will Borgen.
Yeah. So it's nice to see Adam Ekstrom finally score. I mean, this guy's, you know, he's had like 50 chances.
Well, a lot of them have that. You know?
True.
Berard comes up last night right out of the gate, first period, puck right on his stick, basically an open net. And
but there's a reason why these guys don't score because, you know, let's face it, they're not Wayne Gretzky.
That's right. But they did win the game 3-2, even though things got a little dicey late. A win is a win. Meantime, at Prudential Center, the Devils back home got themselves a victory over the Red Wings.
Now it's Luke Hughes. Drops it off for Nemitz. In the near circle. Nemitz along the wall. Still with it. Gets it to Brown in the final minute to Luke Hughes. A drive. They score! It's Cody Glass in his return to the lineup, making it 3-1.
And of course,
that was
Matt
a classic
Lachlan.
One there.
Yeah, score! We're fired up. We were just missing Chico, but you know, sometimes he gets in the mix, sometimes he doesn't. That's the way it is. They did go on to beat Detroit 4-3. There was some fisticuffs at the end of that game. Things got nasty, but the Devils back at home get a victory. Some relief for head coach Sheldon Keefe.
First, it was great to play back at home. Great to be in control of a game again. And as you can see, it's been too long. You know, I actually just went and looked at it. It's been 10 games since we had a lead in the third period. 10.
10. 10. So he was quick to point that out to the media. Yet they're still winning games, so, you know, good for them.
Everybody's pretty much tight. I mean, the Rangers, what, 24 points, and they're separated by third place by 4 points or something like that, 5 points?
Yeah, I mean, at some point there's going to be a separation. They got to kick it in gear or they're going to get left behind. I mean, it's that simple.
Nobody seems to be kicking in gear other than the Colorado Avalanche.
Carolina's playing well. Tampa's playing well. That's about it.
Okay.
All right, CeeLo, thank you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.